And you're tuned in to the Jewish Activist Network, broadcasting right here on AM 620 WSNR from 12:30 to 1 a.m. I'm Joe Orla, your host.
Hello, thank you for being with us. Our call-in number is 718-569-0921. That is 718-569-0921. We're being heard now in New York City, 12 to 1 a.m., also in the five towns and a lot of areas around the city. In addition, we're being heard right now on www.jewishactivistnetwork.com. You can click on the link all the way in the top that sends you to hear it streaming. We're going to have with us in a few minutes a guest, Yossi Yomtov, of the Lamala organization. Lamala stands for upwards. In Hebrew, it means upwards. Yossi held a demonstration in Jerusalem calling on Bibi Netanyahu to bomb Iran and for Bibi to keep his promises, which he is not keeping. So this, Yossi is going to discuss with us both his message and his plans for the future. His website is www.wakeupzion.org. So in a few minutes, we're going to be speaking to Yossi, but we're going to start with Joe. Joe Orlov.
Thank you.
How is it going in New York? Right now, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. It's the morning here. It's a very nice morning. And how is it there in...
In the U.S., everything, thank God, is going well here. Before we speak about the organization Lamala, I wanted to speak about an important topic to fill in our listeners about what's going on in the world of activism. And to speak about a concept, it's known as, I think it's a French term. The term is agent provocateur. I don't know how many of our listeners are familiar with that term. I think I first became familiar with it back in 1995. I was doing a series of protests, demonstrations, rallies outside the embassy of the government of Israel here in Washington, D.C. And somebody made a comment. One of the people demonstrating at the rally, he started saying things which were a little bit wild, a little bit over the edge. I don't recall at the moment exactly what it was. It might have been in terms of what people should do, and it seemed to be borderline legal and illegal. But what he was, it was just a little bit, out of place. So somebody came over to me and said he thought that person's an agent provocateur. So it turns out what this concept is that sometimes when there's a group that wants to do something which is legal and do something which is peaceful, that someone will come in who's opposing the group doing what is legal and peaceful and try to stir things up so that the group steps over the line.
Right now, has anything recently gone on far as agent provocateurs?
Yeah, what's interesting, what is recent is something in the news. I don't want to mention the name of the person, I just looked him up on Wikipedia, but basically somebody who's prominent in terms of being in the media, or not in the major media, but in some media broadcasting and through the internet. He was arrested and charged with... trying to incite violence against politicians here in the United States. And according to one article, it also said against judges. And his defense lawyer, in order to defend him, was saying that what this person did, the statements that he made, basically that allegedly would have led to violence against politicians if somebody took it to heart. His defense attorney is saying this person who was charged didn't do anything so different than what he did when he was working for the FBI. And what the article was saying on the Wikipedia and in the American Associated Press and the AP was that the FBI trained this man to make statements to get other people to commit crimes. The FBI trained him to make statements, to get involved with groups, and to make wild statements that didn't cross the line themselves, that remained free speech, but would get other people maybe to pick up on these ideas and cross the line between free speech and inciting violence. And I find that especially interesting. And so now you would think the FBI would come out and say, no, we weren't involved at all. But the FBI didn't do that. They they basically have a no comment position on this. And apparently there's even emails that some hackers found and posted of communications between this person who's been charged and the FBI at some point in the past. For the current charges, the FBI probably wasn't involved. But in the past, apparently the FBI trained this man to infiltrate groups and incite people to do things that would be illegal, so the FBI could then move in and move against these groups and charge people with crimes when, in fact, these groups had not been involved in any kind of criminal activity, apparently.
So let me ask you quickly, isn't there something, isn't there a concept that if they incite you that you're off the hook?
No, I don't think so. No, once a person steps over the line and commits a crime, they've committed the crime, you know, and if they...
There's a word for that.
Go ahead. I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is I'm not sure what the word is, but what really makes this interesting is that over the past couple of years, for myself and for some other people involved in activism, about half a dozen people that I've spoken with, that there are people who come. And, you know, it's very easy to get involved in conspiracy theories, and I never want to step over that line, but there are people who sometimes give me a call, and I can think of about a half a dozen cases of where I've been contacted, where I ask people, well, yes, it's very nice that you want to get involved with activism, but how did you hear about us? You know, why are you interested? They don't have good answers. You know, generally, we have many fine people who call us on the air, off the air, and want to be involved in activism. We have a conversation. You get a feel that these are people who care and want to do something. But sometimes we get calls from people, and they don't really have any, they're coming from nowhere, going from nowhere. And then the interesting thing is the last thing they'll do is try to make some kind of a wild statement and see if I agree with them or not. And if it were just me in hearing these kind of things, I would just blow it off and think this is unimportant. But I have other colleagues, people not connected with the Jewish Activist Network but involved in activism, who are being contacted by people like this also, and people are coming to their rallies. And collectively, we've come to the conclusion, it seems, that there is an effort on behalf of the government to send in agents provocateur. And I find that very disturbing. I don't think that's what the United States government should be involved in. I don't think that's what the FBI should be involved in. And if anybody else has had any cases like this where someone has come to them and they suspect that it might be the FBI trying to send in somebody to incite them, we'd be interested in hearing about it. We sure would be interested.
And this is not I've also heard of things like this. People have been making statements about in Israel about Avisha Raviv.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very similar to that.
Yes, it seems to be an ongoing endemic kind of thing that when law enforcement agencies can't use their powers to actually catch criminals, that they feel that
they try to
make criminals. I think that's enough for this topic for tonight, but we hope to return to it again. And if anybody has had a similar case like this, even if they just suspect it, give us a call on the air, off the air. We'd be interested in hearing about it and seeing just how widespread this pattern is. Let's go now to our guest from Lamala. Yos, welcome to the Jewish Activist Network.
Hi.
Hello, hello.
So I guess we could start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Before you do that, just tell. Let me just give an introduction that Yossi, you were making a demonstration in Yerushalayim last week at some point, and but your demonstration was you were asking that Bibi Netanyahu bomb Iran. That was the main. That was the main part of the demonstration. Why? Tell us why first you think that Bibi should bomb Iran. And after that, we'll go into a little bit about, just tell us a little bit about your background and about what you want to do with your organization.
Before I forget, if I can comment a little bit on your discussion.
Okay.
The word that you're looking for is entrapment.
That's
and,
right, exactly.
Entrapment is very difficult to prove. Even when they entrap you, they often get away with it. But on something like this, you can say that you don't want to cross over the line of conspiracy, but there are people sitting in prisons for conspiracy all over the world, in the United States, and they have very stiff laws against conspiracy. Of which you tend to do more time than murder in general. And so, the Jewish people tend to celebrate the ending of a conspiracy against them by Haman, the celebration of Purim, And if I was to tell you that, you know, this major world power is actually, you know, sending people to be burned in ovens, and that's all your friends you see going on the trains and don't get on the train, you know, most people would say, ah, it's just a conspiracy theory. But the interesting thing about the Jewish people is that deep in the back of our minds, we know that there are conspiracies against our existence, and to deny it because people feel afraid that we're going to be accused of expressing a conspiracy is nonsense. And if you think about the biggest conspiracies going on in the world, I mean, if you just think about, you would think that. In any case, I don't want to get too far into that. I do want to answer your question.
Okay.
Lamala is pretty broad based in what we're doing, and the demonstration that we had last week is very specific to send a message to Bibi Netanyahu to bomb Iran without delay. And the reason for that, for 20 years, he has been speaking about a state inside of a state is suicide. And for 20 years, he has been talking really tough. That's how he got elected this time. And once he gets elected, he changes his mind and decides that a state inside of a state is a good idea. And after a year in office, with all the plans ready of the in-flight refueling for the Air Force, the IDF Air Force, to be able to bomb Iran has already been done over a year ago with the previous administration of Ehud Olmert. And now, having sat in office for nearly a year now, it seems to be clear that he's taking his orders not from his obligation to defend Israel, which is his primary obligation above everything else, economy or anything. He seems to be getting his orders from somewhere else. And, you know, obviously, in my mind, that's Obama, America, the United Nations, world opinion. And it's time that, you know, we think that it's time that Israeli leaders be willing to die for this country instead of bow down to pressure. If they're going to send people, soldiers, to die for them, you know, for their decisions, and they're going to sell out the country, they're going to change their most vociferous positions of, you know, hard held for 20 years. Once they get elected, they change their mind.
Right.
It seems that, so that's basically the concept of what we're dealing with and why we had the demonstration. We think that right now that is the primary threat facing Israel.
So do you see, I mean, Bibi Netanyahu is considered to be right-wing.
We see that
the right-wing a lot of times get voted in. That's when there's a left-wing, but at the right-wing. Do you see him as right-wing? Do you see a difference between the right and the left? It's not clear to me.
It's not clear at all, and I really want to get into this whole thing about conspiracies. You know, I thought this program was a nice, clean program, but you guys talking about conspiracies, I want to talk about it as well. Because if you look at what's going on in the United States and all over the world, there's 200 different countries. More than half of them are democracies, and yet they all have the exact same positions on some of the most important things facing mankind. And how can it possibly be? How can it possibly be that people who have extremely different cultures, extremely different backgrounds, different languages, different perceptions on everything, happen to agree that there should be a roadmap? And the reason why is because democracy is broken. Democracy is broken, and the reason why it's broken is because it's easily infiltrated. And when you guys were talking about agent provocateurs, those are conspiratorial infiltrators who they themselves may or may not be breaking the law, depending on exactly what they do. The fact that it's a conspiracy is a fact. whether they break the law makes it a crime or not. But people are getting together and deciding to disrupt your events, and you're noticing it. And these are happening, you're finding out, from some of the highest agents in government. And I'm happy to name names and not just dance around the issue. And this started, for me, after taking a
demonstrations. So you're going to talk about how you have people, and your demonstration, you've definitely noticed, people coming to try to disrupt.
But let me get to what I am noticing.
Okay.
I am noticing that there is a shadow government, and the shadow government is controlled by insiders that once you become elected in office, a politician who is not part of this insider group called Freemasonry, and the Jewish form of it is B'nai B'rit. It's called Habonim Chofshim in Hebrew, and they are a secret society that are all over the world. There are 8,000 or more members in Israel. They have about 7 lodges in Jerusalem. They have their monuments prominently placed, and their symbols prominently placed everywhere. And I came into contact with them when trying to place a public art project in the most important square in Israel, which is Zion Square. On our website, wakeupzion.org, on the right hand side, we have on the top, we have a link called Sinister Art, and if people go to that link, you'll see examples of the artwork that is in Jerusalem. The top thing there is Zion Square. Zion Square is a 5-pointed satanic pentagram with a circle around it. Whether you believe in Satan or not, why is there a 5-pointed star secreted in the most important square in Israel, in Jerusalem? And you go down the list with a genitalia-headed horse, with a twisted metal as artwork. This is when I tried to remove that 5-pointed star, which I have a meeting with the city next week, or December 11th, regarding this art. I've come up against a brick wall and realizing that the artwork is highly controlled by a group that is into symbolism, into mysticism. Part of the rituals of Freemasonry is they pretend to be Solomon's builder, Hiram Abiff, and pretend to die and come back to life. I mean, these are some of the rituals that goes on in Freemasonry, which is a secret society. When I say secret society, we know where their lodges are, but we don't know what they do inside their lodges. It's completely secret. They are high members of government, and I think that breaks democracy right there. If you have the President of the United States, like George Washington or George Bush, who is elected by the people, but once he goes into a Freemason lodge, he bows down to the headmaster of that lodge. He's subordinate to that lodge. He has done all kinds of rituals to be initiated into that
Let me ask.
Lodge. Yeah.
In terms of the organization Ramallah.
Yeah.
I want to just get back on topic and ask.
Okay.
Where do you expect to go right now, and what are your specific goals? Because
our specific goals are pretty varied. One thing that we're doing right now is we are fighting symbols with symbols. The idea that and so what we're doing in that regard is we're restoring the original flag of Israel. When I say that there's a conspiracy going on against the identity of the Jewish people right now, the flag of Israel has gone from.
I mean, you're talking about the general. I guess a culture war, which is
it's beyond a cultural war. We have pretty much a complete solution for the country, and we know that once Jerusalem wakes up, the world will wake up. And the people that have Zion beating in their heart are all over the world, in every language in the world, and when people see on television that the people of Jerusalem have awoken to the reality of the fake freedom that they have, the rest of Israel will wake up and people all over the world will wake up, because Jerusalem has no borders. And I openly speak of a legal revolution, you know, like the style of Imelda Marcos, where the people got rid of Imelda and her husband, Marcos, by banging pots and pans. A legal people
revolution. How do you,
revolution.
How are you going to, affect that? Like, what are the steps? If you want to get people to wake up, right? You want people
and
to see what's
going on. One of the steps,
let me just quickly give a phone number, 718-569-0921. 718-569-0921. Feel free to give us a call, and you can ask our guest any questions you'd like. His website is www.wakeupzion.org, and he had a pretty loud, boisterous demonstration on the streets to Jerusalem. He got a permit for it, and he affected, he did the demonstration. He was very loudly calling on Bibi Netanyahu to bomb Iran. Let me just talk a little bit about Iran. Why are you frightened, and what do you think? Do you think that right now it's coming to a point that Bibi Netanyahu can't wait any longer? Clearly you feel that he can't wait any longer.
I have two tracks on this. One is a spiritual track, knowing that God protects Israel ultimately, and so I have no fear whatsoever. And the other is a physical track, knowing that a politician has physical responsibilities, and that although God will ultimately protect Israel, it doesn't exonerate you from your responsibilities as a leader, as the head of the armed forces, as having that kind of ability. And so his responsibility must be to act and preemptively act, not wait until we have to fight a nuclear Iran, not wait until an incoming missile, God forbids, hits a city we get the loss of casualties. He has an obligation to defend all the children of Israel, and that obligation extends to a preemptive strike to a clear and present threat, which he himself has been the most vociferous voice of that threat globally. And if he thinks somehow that by being a vociferous anti-Iranian spokesperson, if that will exonerate him if God forbid a city gets hit by a nuclear tipped missile, he should think again, because whatever government is clear, you know, emerges from the smoke will probably hold him personally responsible, criminally personally responsible. Certainly Lamala organization will be calling for his criminal personal responsibility, even if it happens years later.
Do you think, let me ask this, what do you think he is afraid of?
I think he's afraid of Obama, George Bush. I mean, Obama, United States, the United Nations. He has, once you come into office, then you feel the full force of the insiders. You can see the speech he did at Bar-Ilan University. He was outside of himself. He could hardly believe what he had to say. And so he's, if you're part of a secret society and you've done all kinds of rituals where your friends have made it clear to you that you better obey, people who are afraid of Freemasons are Freemasons.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
To me, the litmus test, the line where something becomes just a theory when it steps into the world of reality, is when there's like strong data and evidence. You know, instead of referring to Freemasons and so on, are there people who would say, yes, we were at a meeting where Mr. Netanyahu was told if he doesn't do this, this, and this, the same thing that happened to Yitzhak Rabin will, and they kind of hint, will happen to him. Are there people that we can point to and say, yes, they'll testify, they were there, and they're reliable witnesses?
You know, I have this queued up because any of your listeners over 30 will recognize this voice, And it's really important because it really gives credence to a lot of what I'm saying, and I think people hearing this are going to really change their mind. Please give it a moment. I'll turn it off anytime you want.
Well, let me ask you, how long is it?
2 minutes long.
2 minutes, okay, because we're running out of time. If it's okay, go ahead.
Okay, but I'll cut it in half, okay?
All right.
Every word, secrecy, is repugnant.
Can you turn it up a little bit for our listeners?
Stars of people.
Yeah, yes, I'm sorry, but it's not coming through loud enough for us. Maybe you could summarize it for us.
Decided long ago, dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment. Pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions not survive with it. And there is very grave danger, but an announced need for increased security.
Hello? Yossi, you with us? Are you still with us, Yossi? Okay. Well, all right.
Okay.
I think
hopefully he'll be back with us in a minute.
All right, but I think the point he was trying to bring up is he was trying to provide me with that, some of that data. Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, in terms of conspiracy, generally we want to avoid generalizations and allegations, and really want to come down to the nitty gritty. And certainly when it comes down to the UN, I think his point is very well made. That his point was very well made, that the key point is that you see all these nations around the world and they're in lockstep. They're in lockstep about this so-called peace process. And that's
I'm just going to play. Well, you're absolutely right. And I know you're trying to play that clip for us.
Yeah.
But I do have a short part of the clip. We'll just play it for 2 minutes.
Okay, we're going to end our show with that, I
program.
Think. Yeah.
Hopefully you can hear it correctly. Let me know. A clip, a little bit of his demonstration.
Okay, this is a clip of Yossi's demonstration in Yerushalayim where you first encountered him. Go ahead.
Right. Having and there were a few police officers coming, speaking to him, he felt that they were trying to hassle him, which they were a little bit, but ultimately he was allowed because he did have a permit. So let me just say that Yossi is an activist and he's trying to get stuff done. He's trying to he came and he made a demonstration. He has an organization, Lamala, and please take a look at his website, www.wakeupzion.org, and We're very happy that you are with us this week. Give us a call if you know somebody who's involved, who wants to be on the show. And if you have any questions, 718-569-0921.